Thank you for listening to Catholic Radio on Covenant Network. I'm Jim Shaper, and I have with me in the studio today Cheryl Crozier. Cheryl is the author of the book, Not a Syndrome, My Name is Simon. Welcome, and thanks for joining us today, Cheryl.
Thank you, Jim.
Cheryl is, of course, in here to talk about her book. The book is about her son. Tell us about Simon.
Well, Simon was born September 7th, 2010. And prior to Simon, my husband Scott and I have two boys. One is 9, so that's Samuel, and Sean is 7 currently. And we had 6 miscarriages, and on our 4th miscarriage, we found out that my husband has an inversion with his X chromosome, which can cause miscarriages with girls. So we were extremely excited to find out that Simon was a boy. And throughout the pregnancy, they kept pressuring us to have an amniocentesis and finding out that there were a few markers with Simon, such as a cleft lip, clenched fists, that they wanted to know if he had trisomy 18. And trisomy 18 is also known as Edwards syndrome. 1 in every 6,000 live births could have trisomy 18. Well, we refused the testing because we knew that we would never terminate. My husband and I are proudly pro-life, and whatever child the Lord's going to give us, that would be fine with us. So when Simon came along, September 7th, they noticed that there were a few problems, and it was the way that Simon was treated, just like the name of my book, I'm Not a Syndrome. My name is Simon. We wanted them to look at Simon for Simon as a human being. Simon lived for 3 months, and they would call trisomy 18. They call trisomy 18 incompatible with life. Well, living for 3 months is not incompatible with life. But what we had experienced was he was treated differently. One of the things that they didn't do was feed him when he was born. They found out on day 3, after the blood results came back, that he had trisomy 18, and they figured that he would just die anyway. My husband reminded me that they would give him little drops of sucrose to calm him, and I was pumping breast milk, and they were not feeding him the breast milk. But fortunately, the Lord sent us a wonderful nurse who went to bat for us and said, can we start feeding him? And we did. I think I want to make this clear because our society, as we know, will take you down a path that you may not want to go. And whether it's at the prenatal stage where they want to give the diagnosis of trisomy 18 in hopes that you will terminate your pregnancy, or in Simon's case, after he's born, withholding medical care or even to the point of feeding him. It's almost like they want to expedite their demise and almost as if trying to find a reason to eliminate, or should we say terminate.
Simon didn't live for very long, but he touched many lives.
Simon touched many lives, and actually that's why I was inspired by my friend Krista to write a book, because we were going over all of the things and just one questioning, why didn't they do this? Some of the things they would say, oh, not for Simon. It was as if they didn't treat him as a human being. Asking us, do you want to feed him? Well, of course we want to feed our child. Different things like that. But you need to advocate for your child. I hope that Simon's book can empower those to see that there are going to be situations where you're up against, where the medical team may lead you down the path that you may not want to go. And society in general, as we know, why is the world's moral compass? Why does it seem to be non-existent? So we're starting to tolerate, I think, more and more evil in this society. And we need to hold firm and stand firm with our faith and our beliefs as well, because a lot of times there's no morality being applied in decisions, whether it's in the prenatal stages of terminating a life or whether it's after the baby is born and it gets into the withholding of care, etc.
Now, you and your husband have experienced this trisomy 18 firsthand, and I think sometimes if people haven't experienced that and had a child with special needs, they don't know, as you know, and the people who do have children with special needs, what it's like to go through that. And you have found a world of support, though. There are other people who have dealt, although this is a rare disorder, there are other people that can help and have helped you get through this.
Absolutely. We had no idea that there were other survivors out there. I think, you know, in a genetic, the genetic counselor's letter, it may have mentioned a few groups, but we thought, oh boy, another grief group. And after having six miscarriages, I've been to enough. But what we found was, and that was, again, the Holy Spirit directing us. What we found was a group, it's out of SIU Carbondale, and it's called Tracking Rare Incidence Syndrome. And how I found this on the computer is beyond me. Obviously, the Holy Spirit was working, and I contacted her, and she's an investigator for trisomy, which she then led me to the group SOFT. And SOFT is Support Organization for Trisomy 18, 13, and Related Disorders. And in that group, it was almost like it uncovered the truth. These kids are there. About 45% of us have trisomy angels, and the other percentage have the living children. I personally know a 32-year-old with full trisomy 18. I know, you know, a 14-year-old, and I could go on and on. But the kids are out there. So yes, it's rare, but it's real. And these kids are just incredible. They have a personality, just like our Simon did. You know, they know. A lot of them may be nonverbal, but they know exactly what is going on. And I feel that, well, I know that, especially going through with Simon, that these children are truly sent from God. And they're here for a purpose. And I believe that we are being watched by God to see how we treat the most vulnerable. And we do know that we are to speak for those who cannot speak, whether they're the unborn or the born. Bishop Herman says that we are experiencing the kingdom of heaven within when we take care of a special needs child. And it is so true, because as he said, Jesus is asking us directly, do you see me? And if we saw Jesus, would we not help Jesus? Would we not feed Jesus? Would we not love Jesus? You know, it really brings things into perspective.
And you have some resources. You have a website where you have resources for people who want more information about the book or more information about how they can find help.
There is so much information. Simon's book will take you through his whole journey. It will go into the medical details of things I can't even cover in this short amount of time. There's so much, but it also will show that there is hope and we will see our children again. So if you've lost a child, please read Simon's book. I believe that you will be touched, but also it is that hope. And if you go to his website, you will also find resources if you're a parent that has the prenatal diagnosis of trisomy 18 or 13 or even a related disorder, or if you currently are caring for a child with special needs. And as I mentioned, there is SOFT, and that's trisomy.org. And then there is another group. It's called Hope for Trisomy, and it's an advocacy group where these parents can help with medical care. They have connections with doctors throughout the country and with other parents who are currently caring for a child with trisomy 18, because they will have medical conditions. It's important to stay on top of it, and to I hope that Simon's story will empower you to be an advocate for your child and for all special needs children.
And once again, the website.
The website to go to that you can get all this information is simonismyname.com. That's simonismyname.com. And you can actually click on a tab up at the top that'll save Simon's book. And the name of his book is I'm Not a Syndrome. My name is Simon.
Before we let you go, Cheryl, is there anything that you'd like to leave our listeners that has touched your life about your son, Simon?
Absolutely. One of the things is there is hope. There are things that can be done for these children to have them live longer. Obviously, it's all in God's hands, and I know that, and it's, you know, God has his book of life, so he knew that my Simon was going to live exactly 88 and a half days. I think what Simon has taught us is that all life has dignity and value. None of us are disposable, and none of us are defects. And the Lord created each and every one of us and knitted us in our mother's womb for a reason and a purpose, no matter how short the life is, and none of us have a guarantee for tomorrow.
Thank you so much, Cheryl, for sharing your story about Simon with us, and thank you for your openness to life. That is something that I know that all of our listeners appreciate, because as you said, all children, all human beings have dignity. So thank you for being with us today.
Thank you, Jim.